Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 25 September 2023. Today was my better half's birthday, believe it or not. I had a chance to go to early, late breakfast this morning. So happy birthday, Marcia Jean. Glad you've been with me all these years. But anyway, before we get to our guest tonight, who's absolutely always full of information. We're going to talk to Deborah Tavares in a few minutes. A few announcements to make. And for those of you all been praying for Johnny, Crystal's daddy, he passed away yesterday morning, Sunday morning, about 7:30 a.m. So he's out of this misery, and I'm certain in a much better place, but keep Crystal and Judy and the whole family in prayers, please. Johnny passed away yesterday morning, about 7:30. And Dr. Sherry Timpenny, I texted her a few times the other day, asked for her prayers. You know, the Board of Health, Medical Board in Ohio, took away her license. She did have a stroke about 3 weeks ago. She's recovering okay, but she had a stroke. Keep Dr. Sherry in your prayers, please, okay? And for those interested, we have got the 2024 calendars, call to decision calendars. They're always pretty in my mind. We thank you for the prettiest ones out there. The pictures are gorgeous. If you want a calendar from Call to Decision, it won't cost you a penny. Just call the toll-free number at 800-777-4403. Or if you can call toll, please call 304-846-4448. Give Lisa your address, and we'll send you a calendar. How's that? And if you place an order, we'll send you one automatically. So there you go. 2024 calendars are now available from Call to Decision. And we're going to have Bible study this weekend. As of right now, we are still on live stream. I do believe it's going to end by the middle of next month. Now, we're going to Bible study this weekend because we will not have it the first Saturday of next month. So we're going to have it on the 30th. You can watch us live. You go to PastorButch.com and click on live stream at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We'll be there with prayer requests and praise reports. 11:30 Christian Worldview News, and at 1 o'clock, we're going to have Pastor Chuck Christmar of SaveUs.org radio show broadcast 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern. And I know he's on with last week before last, powerful, powerful speaker, down-to-earth kind of gentleman. You're going to join him. So you can join us on live stream by going to PastorBush.com and clicking on that. We'll let you know when that changes. Or you can call this phone number at 339-209-5013. Hope you join us. But again, keep the Acree family in your prayers, please. Dr. Sherry also, and don't forget the calendars. And this will be last week. We're going to offer all six of our books on special, $42.95 delivered to your door. all six of them. I think you'll enjoy them. I'm pretty sure you will. If you don't like them, send them back. Give money back to you. How's that for being a deal? Making a good deal. And tomorrow night, we're going to have William Gein on with us. We're going to be discussing the immigration crisis. You know that Biden has given every immigrant a $2,200 check every month. That's more than, way more than the average Social Security retiree draws in this country. And a whole lot more than that, folks. They're taking us down on purpose. And tomorrow night, William will be sharing with us what's happening. Now, our guest tonight says Deborah Tavares of StopTheCrime.net. And I'm going to tell you what, this lady is loaded for bear tonight. So get your recorders out or call and get a copy of the CD if you want to. We offer them through the ministry here, $10.50 a piece, delivered to your door. But you listen to tonight's program. I'm going to turn her loose. I'm not going to say much about it. She's going to have this program basically to herself. The doctor, Deborah Tavares, welcome to the program.
Well, Pastor Butch, thank you so much. And everyone that's listening, again, this is Deborah Tavares. I run several websites. My primary website is StopTheCrime.net, where you can go and sign up for email blast outs. If you haven't received them, you can go there and click on the menu and find email blasts, and you can look at some of the ones I've recently sent out, such as the list of satanic holidays. You may want to know what that list is, so you'll know in advance some of the intentions in dates and numerology and so forth. Also, just mini blast outs. I also run the website primarywater.org. It's essential that everybody understand we are not running out of water. Water is a renewable. We simply have to look down for water because it is created down below the mantle by the process of hydrogen and oxygen, which then turns into water and is forced to surface through cracks and fissures, and hence the reason for geysers and many of the water that we see oozing up under our feet. And the next website I run is ToxicSky.org. I would recommend that everyone go there. I've posted a film by Michael Murphy, who was murdered. The film was never to have been released. It's called Unconventional Gray. Please share that film far and wide. Have private showings of this film. Get it out there so that you understand the intentions and the reasoning behind the horrific aspects that we're seeing with weather disasters, one after another, after another, after another. That would include fires, dams being used as weapons, floods, hurricanes, earthquakes. They do them all. And for those of you that go to ToxicSky.org and you watch the film, Unconventional Gray, by Michael Murphy, it's a tribute to him because he did two original films, called What in the World Are They Spraying? And Why in the World Are They Spraying? And if you scroll down, I remind you that we were told many times, and even before William Cohen, who was the U.S. Defense Secretary, said to the Department of Defense news briefing on April 28th of 1997, quote, that others are engaging even in the eco-type terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are all at work finding ways that they can cause terror upon other nations. So I want to talk about many of those things during this broadcast tonight, but I also want to talk about what we're seeing happening with these fires. And it's very important to understand. Every single thing with directed energy weapon is triggered and calibrated based on a unique frequency, such as people. We all have individual fingerprints. We all have individual eye scans. Well, the use of directed energy weapons can be calibrated, such as most recent event, of course, we all are thinking about is Lahaina in Maui, but we've had fires here in California back in 2017. We had the Tubbs fire, and it burned out over 5,000 homes, killed a number of people, and it was a directed energy weapon assault, too, and it was calibrated. And the firefighters say this repeatedly. They've never fought fires that are so hot and so fast. Now, let me explain why the water is always turned off on all these burn sites. Because if they had water available, we would all see that water will not put these magnetic microwave fires out. So the water in all these fired zones and burn zones, there's no water. The same thing in, of course, Lahaina. You've all heard about that. Cell phones cut because of the extreme micro-magnetic atmospheric conditions that are created just prior to an attack. I did a blast out on StopTheCrime.net, an email blast out, and it's called Watchers and the Actions That We Must Take Now. And I won't be going over that in tonight's broadcast because we really do need to talk about other things that we face more immediately. And we will get into the new FEMA zone documents that I discovered, a little bit about that. But I'm going to go into the October 4th situation that we face as well. So just bear with me. I'm going to go over some things right now that you probably are unaware of, but all the reasons why you must get a good supply of water and food, and don't be in certain areas because the cabal is able to use different types of frequencies to move matter around. And while that sounds insane, it is insane. And we're the victims of this insanity, so make no mistake. So it may surprise you right now that the Mississippi River has saltwater intrusion. So let me read this to you. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, saltwater from the Gulf of Mexico is creeping up the drought-stricken Mississippi River and threatening drinking water supplies in some Louisiana communities, including New Orleans, prompting the state's government to warn Friday he may request federal help. Now listen to this. In a typical year, the flow of the Mississippi is generally sufficient to prevent saltwater intrusion from intruding very far upstream. But several factors in recent months have allowed salt water to find its way at least 66 miles up the river so far. 66 is an Illuminati number. So whenever you hear that, I hear that all the time when they're targeting us with a weaponized weather assault. Now remember, they can cause rivers to back up. This is what we are seeing now. And our water supplies are under mass attack, and this is leads in to what I'm going to talk about now, and then we're going to get into the October 4th Cooking of Humanity event that we're all going to face and be involved in. So I found these new FEMA designated zones and forced relocation. Honestly, I've always wondered how are they going to forcibly require relocation. And I did find out that the evacuation zones that we all hear about are leading us into military zones. They, in fact, are military zones. In fact, I want to say this. I want everybody to think long and hard about this. It's a little harsh, but I want you to think about this. We are, of course, here in California and other areas, we're in significant burn areas. And many other people are in storm flood areas. Whatever kind of area you are in, you're likely hearing a common thread being mentioned all the time. Be ready to bug out. Have your bug out bag ready. Have it with items that you need. In fact, I've been picking up bug out bags from the county that has a list written on the side of the bags, all the recommended things that we should put in the bag. Now, I want you to think about something. The people that were rounded up during the Holocaust had suitcases. When they gathered up the Japanese in World War II, west of the Mississippi River on out to the Pacific Ocean, they rounded them up and they gave them 2 to 1 week notice and they could pack a suitcase. Bug out bags are our suitcases. It's the same format all over again. Where are you going to go with your bag packed up when they're going to take it from you anyway? when you get into these FEMA camps. So let's talk about the FEMA camps, because when I read this, it made a lot of sense to me because I've been into documents for so many years. And after I go over this briefly and quickly, I'm going to name five cities that are going to be abandoned. And I think those cities are going to shock you. But I want to say this. Before you end up in shock, when I name these cities, you need to understand this is for all of us in every city, no matter what city we're living in, worldwide. So they're just targeting and talking about these cities, and I'll go over that. So what the new FEMA designated zones are, and the disclosure confirms that designated community disaster resilient zones will have priority access to federal funds for climate resilience and mitigation projects. So now let me explain. These FEMA zones will herd the federal government, will allow the federal government to determine which areas most need limited resources, because FEMA has, they're saying they have limited resources. Well, FEMA is neither federal, nor is it really supporting emergency management. It manages the disasters that it creates. So think of FEMA not as being federal, and it manages the disasters that it creates. It is part of the deep state, the cabal, and it's extremely nefarious. Don't forget that. Remember that. So what is being decided upon and what is planned and what is now happening is there are going to be 50 designated FEMA zones in the United States, in all the states, including the District of Columbia, one designated zone. This zone is going to be identified as a smart city zone. It must be designated as compliance under the sustainable development requirements of a smart city, and likely also 15-minute requirements in these kill cities as well. But because of the use of weather weapons pulverizing our water and sewer infrastructure everywhere, you're hearing about this everywhere. Our water and infrastructure is being pummeled. It was old, 75 years plus, much of it, and it's now being destroyed. And once they destroy the water delivery system and the sewer system, forced relocations will happen, and they're happening now. They're already creating eminent domain in certain states right now and buying rented housing from folks that own the housing, and they're telling the owners, we're going to pay you back fair market value, get your tenants to relocate because the water is poisonous and toxic, too much lead in it, and we're going to pay you back. Well, they vacate the properties. The area is deemed a hazardous water drinking zone, and then suddenly the payment of the eminent domain to the owners doesn't happen. So they're sitting on vacant land in an area that they can't sell. How would that be in your portfolio of apartment renting for income down the road? This is happening right now. So it's important to know that we're under occupation, and all is being seized and destroyed by the unacknowledged control of manufactured extreme weather events. And directed energy weapons is also what we need to be calling these. Weather events and all of the extreme weather events, including coastal erosion by blast wave accelerators. I've talked about this many times over the years. They can and do create blast wave accelerators and or rogue waves by the mastering and control of energy. Did you know that? I have the patents on it. So I want to say that everything is controlled. Every single aspect of our weather, every calamity that we're now seeing are all intentionally controlled to kill most of us. I recently found a document that discussed how we are a scourge. If you are young and if you're over 60, in this document, we're considered a scourge upon society and its mass depopulation. So again, FEMA is going to initially provide one community disaster zone in each state, and as I said, including the District of Columbia. And and I have the maps. So when you look at the blast out I did on forest relocation into FEMA's designated zones, you'll see the maps. You'll see the maps. And it's important to understand, because here's what FEMA is allowed to do. And I don't know that many of you realize that FEMA has been allowed and allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, build new housing with our money, designate areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations for populations. Did you know that? Well, now you do. It allows our de facto corporate government to take over all models of transportation and control highways and seaports. And we're seeing that. Look, we're all being shifted out of, they say, fossil fuels. Our petroleum does not come from dead dinosaurs. We're being moved over into electric vehicles with lithium-ion batteries that explode. Don't use anything, if you can help it, that has a lithium-ion battery. And absolutely, if you're going to get solar, do not use lithium-ion batteries. These are targeted aspects of blowing up, and they degrade quickly over enduring massive heat events. We're suffering from massive heat events. When they say it's 80 degrees outside and you go out there and it feels hotter, it's because it is. Because they're microwaving us in conjunction with amping up the temperatures that we'll measure on our thermometers. But microwaves don't measure. So we have to understand that FEMA also is allowed to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and all minerals. And they're allowed to take over all food resources and farms. What are we seeing happening now with the unacknowledged targeting by the use of directed energy weapons in all manner of weaponized weather warfare? This is weather warfare. So for those of you that have a difficult time wrapping your head around it, I wish you would really think about this very carefully and digest reality now at your where you are now, because it's going to get far, far more intense. So what they talk about is these zones and how once the health department comes in and says that your area is not does not have healthy, clean water, and or the water delivery system has been breached because of a recent intentional storm or AKA weather attack, you will be forcibly relocated into these new FEMA zones. And again, these FEMA zones are going to be 50 of them spread around the United States. They're not going to be that big. We're not all going to be moved into them. Most of us will not survive what is between now and then when they forcibly relocate us. And it's unfathomable, as I was going through this document, reading all of the ways in which we're going to be forcibly relocated. Again, I was always curious about how they would move us into these zones until I found out how. And it's the use of weather weapons and absolutely destroying the infrastructure of water delivery. So I read to you at the beginning of the show what they're doing with saltwater intrusion up the Mississippi River. They're doing that here along the coast of California, and I'm going to get into some of the areas that they're going to collapse, and they're telling us, but every area is going to be collapsed. So it might surprise you. I'm going to give you the list right now, and then I'm going to go over some of it in detail. But they're going to be vacating and collapsing Buffalo, New York. Pritchard, Alabama. So for those of you that live in any of these areas, look this up. Go to my email blast out on stopthecrime.net. Go to the menu and go to blast outs, and you'll find all this printed documentation in their words. St. Louis, Missouri, the central coast of California, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. So now let's go over this. It's really, really important, because did any of us know that we're being primed to be absorbed by weather weapons, one disaster at a time? They keep telling us one more disaster, and these cities are gone. So here is what they say. They tell us that torrential rain, for example, caused the Pearl River in Mississippi to surge beyond its banks, and floodwaters flooded the suburbs of Jackson and manufactured surges. They manufacture the surges, okay? Blast wave accelerators. I already explained that. So the surges that we're seeing from the lakes and so forth, it's all manufactured. But they go on to talk about the floods, the severity of the floods. Well, these are called atmospheric rivers. Atmospheric rivers are created, manipulated, and they dump unbelievable amounts of rain in a very short, short period of time. We're hearing that in all of the many flooded out areas, not only in the United States, but worldwide. People are floating in water. Their homes are knee-deep and more in water. We do not have enough building supplies to rebuild. In fact, I just read today that New York City is the first state in the country to require that concrete meet the reduced greenhouse gas emissions. And they're very concerned about the strength of the concrete going forward when this is required. And if you're following the UK at all, you're saying that many schools, businesses, and buildings have concrete that is brittle, and the buildings are falling apart. This is what this new kind of concrete is going to do. It's going to be very costly, and it has to meet certain emission requirements. And again, New York is the first state to agree to that. But again, what they're telling us, what happened in Jackson, it will come to America, and it continues America, because America has continued to kick the can down the road in addressing its aging, crumbling water infrastructure. The climate crisis threatens to make those issues even more pressing. And what we're doing and what they're doing is the EPA is driving us into water reuse. Understand what water reuse means. It means sending your fecal, urine, and pharmaceuticals of undetermined concern and poisons through a wastewater treatment plant and serving it back up to us. That is the plan. And in many countries, that's already been happening for a long time. They again go when sea levels rise. Again, I told you they can create sea level rise through blast wave accelerators. And they tell us when summers become hotter or heavier rains lead to more flooding, the country's water infrastructure, largely built in the last century and only designed to last roughly 75 years, will be more strained than ever, threatening the system vital to human life. And I hear a
folks,
break coming on, Pastor
break.
Butch.
Hang on to the break. A lot more talk about folks. A lot more next half hour. Don't go away.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying, pick up your sword and shield, get on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill, this is war.
All righty, folks, we are back again. Our guest tonight, Deborah Tavares, she's no stranger to you folks, and if you want a copy of this CD, let us know, folks, we can get them for you. Make all the copies you want, give them all the friends you can, because this is very, very, very important information. Deborah, go ahead.
Yes. Also, I want to make mention of the vocabulary that we've been taught. We say constantly climate change. This is not climate change. This is weather weapons. This is directed energy weapons. These are policies that your cities have adopted and are in play right now and funded by grants that is orchestrated simultaneously through all of our cities to reduce our use of resources. We are going to suffer long outages, power outages. We're not going to have water. We're going to be forcibly relocated. This is what we see happening now. Do not call it climate change. This is the use of energy weapons. So let's go back into the FEMA zones and what these cities have in common that are being abandon, just like your cities will be as well, because this is the Wildlands Project, where we've been told years ago that areas outside the city growth boundaries would be forcibly closed down, and that's what we're seeing now. And there have been treaties signed to initiate the closure of rural country farms and ag areas and anyone living outside of the city zones, because you are considered sprawl and unsustainable. That's why most of our roads are not being kept up, because we're not going to need to drive So why pour the money into the roads? But I just saw something I want to mention very quickly, because, and then I'll get back into the cities and the collapse of the infrastructure. But I just noticed a headline across my paper today. It says, U.S. awards $1 billion to plant trees. Now, let's think about this. The soil has been continuously seeped in heavy metals for dozens of years through the overhead military chemtrailing program of dumping heavy toxic metals on us. In fact, that movie I recommended that you see, Unconventional Gray, that you can find on my site, ToxicSky.org, you will find that Michael lived in Lahaina for a time as well, and he measured the poisons and the heavy aluminum in the water supply on Maui. The water supply was delivered to the people by rainwater catchment, very poisonous, toxic, deadly water. You do not want to drink rainwater because of all of the poisons. So when you watch that movie, Unconventional Gray, with Michael Murphy, you will then understand that the folks, sadly, in Lahaina and Maui have been being poisoned for many, many years. But getting back to this headlines that they're awarding $1 billion to plant trees, I want everybody to understand the trees are all compromised. They're all dead and dying. They've had such heavy metals pummeled on them for so long. In the forest lands and in public parks, along rivers and streams, in watered golf courses, private property, the trees and shrubs are all showing signs of major health problems or dying in record numbers in many areas. And the majority of trees have died and left entire watersheds in jeopardy. We're seeing that all over the world. And it's important to note that the present condition and widespread impact of almost all plant species in all areas, from a wide assortment of insects, funguses, molds, mildews, bacteria, and viruses, have pummeled the plant species. And they have seen areas where every tree and shrub in a drainage area has some form of health problem. So you have to ask yourself, with all the trees and shrubs dead and dying, why is the government spending $1 billion to plant trees? Well, let's just look at this statistic. In Scotland, they're cutting down 16 million trees to develop wind farms. I want to add, wind farms are electromagnetic frequencies, and anyone living near those are getting pummeled with EMF. You are dying from the frequencies. And did you know that some of the turbines are spaced, I think it's 300 miles apart, and they're in, this is going to sound crazy because it did to me when I first was looking it up, but they are involved in weather weapon systems. 300 miles apart, some of these turbines, and the turbines in general are all dangerous, deadly, emitting frequencies over and near everybody that's near them. But in Scotland, most of the trees have been chopped down on publicly owned land in Scotland to make way for wind farms. It's estimated that 15.7 million trees have been cut down since 2000. That's equivalent to 1,700 trees per day. So now they're spending money to replant trees when the trees will not grow in the poisonous soil. That's why we have GMO. That's why everything is being changed to technologies, because it's too poisonous to grow. All this can be cleaned up, but not on our watch. It won't be cleaned up on our watch, I'm sad to say. So let's get back into some of these cities and some of the collapses that you're going to start seeing. And just know, when you're flooded out and your infrastructure, you're hearing on the news that your infrastructure for water and sewer is failing, you're on the hit list. They're going to soon be forcibly relocating you. So you may want to not be in a city on a municipal water supply or an area where you are on a sewer system. And if you do decide to be in a rural area, you do not want to be below a dam or a reservoir. They're being used as weapons. It's pent-up frequencies contained as a weapon system. Look what happened in Libya. They breached two dams. Look what they did to Libya. Now, they blew up the dam in Ukraine. That wiped out many towns below the dam. There's not an infrastructure for water to redesign and rebuild those cities. There's no water. Those dams are gone. So you don't want to live below a dam, a reservoir. You don't want to live in a wetlands area because that can easily be flooded. You don't want to live near rivers because they're backing those up and spreading out the flood zone areas, and those areas are being redefined as flood zones. You can't get insurance in those areas. You do not want to live on the coast because the coastlines are being pummeled. Absolutely pummeled. I've done many radio shows on that. One that you might want to look at is Coastlines Under Attack. Also, there's many places you don't want to live, but that's just a few that I named right now. So getting back to the FEMA and the relocation, forced relocations out of cities. So they're telling us that in a record year of catastrophes, FEMA's disaster fund is slipping into the red before hurricane season has even hit its peak. FEMA's the money. FEMA is the deep state. It's the government. And they say they're running out of money because they're hitting us so hard worldwide with such devastating effects. We can't rebuild. So you can forget about trying to get insurance coverage to rebuild. When you're burned out, you're not going to have enough coverage to rebuild. In fact, here in California, insurance companies are pulling out by droves. They'll reenter the insurance marketplace back here, but at a great substantial increase in insurance premiums. I've heard the talk of 25% increases to 40% increases. Many people will not be able to support their mortgages that require insurance because of the increased cost to maintain and have coverage. So we're in trouble all the way around. So let's go on. They say that at the rate our climate is changing, America's water infrastructure is not equipped to handle the challenges to come. And this was told to us by a senior strategic director for health and food with the Natural Resources Defense Council. They go on. America's water system relies on last century's infrastructure that can't protect our health from hazardous contaminants. And our outdated system is completely unprepared for this century's challenges of intense heat, drought, and flooding. And they go on to tell us this. The American Society for Civil Engineers gave America's drinking water infrastructure a C- in its 2021 report card. And climate change fueled extreme weather disasters and promises to even have tougher tests on our toxic water supply. Now, I found a document months back off the World Bank website talking about the state of the surface water worldwide. It's all contaminated. It's all poisonous, intentionally done. They're able to literally heat the water up, pull the oxygen out, which is why so many fish are dying, and we have dead areas, dead zones where there is no oxygen, where many of the fish try to, for example, the salmon go up rivers and streams and so forth to spawn, but they can't swim through the dead zones. Right now, here in California, we have sea lions beaching themselves. They're telling us it's some type of a bacteria, and if you walk on the beach, you might catch it as a human. And if you have your dog, and your dog goes near it, your dog can get this bacteria, and you can get it, and you can die of kidney disease, because they're saying these sea lions are dying of kidney disease. I don't believe that for a New York minute. I know that the Navy is using sonar in the waters, and they're killing everything with frequencies. We're in a new generation of a frequency war. And by scaring the bejeebers out of all of us, telling us that things are dying on the beach that are highly poisonous and toxic and transferable to us, so we'll die of lung cancer too, or kidney failure, we won't go on the beaches. Well, they don't want us outside of our 15-minute kill zones. So they're already now rewilding. They are creating insects to the extent that we can't survive. And I think everybody needs to understand this is all the plan. So they go on to talk about that the 2021 infrastructure legislation signed by President Joe Biden includes about $30 billion for drinking water. And in 2022, Inflation Reduction Act, another $550 million for water infrastructure. But experts are telling us these figures are not enough to make up for decades of a disrepair, and that it could cost $1 billion to $2 billion to repair the water system, and the water industry estimates that the total nationwide cost could top $1 trillion, and that the federal investments account for just a few percent of the total needs. So you need to understand what you face if you're in a city. And if you get continuously flooded out and heated out and tornadoed out, burned out, your water system is going to fail and you're going to be relocated. So in Buffalo, the officials are saying the worst-case scenario is upon them, and it happened last year. So let's talk about Buffalo. This applies to other cities with similar circumstances. But in Buffalo, they're saying because of the devastating winter storm that dropped over 50 inches of snow on the city in December, knocking out power, making roads impassable, and killing 46 people. The high winds from the storm generated a phenomenon, in which the water from the west end of Lake Erie near Toledo was pushed east, creating high water levels and coastal flooding in Buffalo. The blizzard flooding threatened to knock out the power of Buffalo's water treatment plant, located precariously along Lake Erie. Now, let me tell you, when the water treatment plants and power fails, you have untreated raw sewage spreading everywhere, highly poisonous and toxic. And they're going to clean that up and serve that to you for water. In fact, there was an executive order signed that there would be many more wastewater treatment plants built in this country because of the drought and the finite resource of water. Again, water is a renewable. If you do nothing, teach your children. Go to primarywater.org. Learn we are not running out of water. We're running out of the water truth. And just teach your children, because at this point we can't get to the water because of the moratoriums and the fact that now here, when you pull a well drilling permit that used to cost a few hundred dollars, now it's thousands of dollars, and then the property owners are finding that they have to have an environmental impact study. Well, there was a new study issued by the scientist that said because the western United States and India are overpumping the groundwater supplies, listen to this. Because the western United States and India are overpumping the groundwater supplies, we're causing the earth to tilt. This is a study of maybe 2 months ago. So what's going to happen? Those in the cities are going to go after those in the rural country areas that are on wells. But understand, those of you listening in the cities, your cities have wells as well, and they're delivering well water to you. And don't fall for this. It's bad enough that everyone has fallen for climate change, that everyone fell for the idea that petroleum came from dead dinosaurs. All bad enough for so many other things that people have allowed because of ignorance. We can't afford to be ignorant, because that's death. That's death. And we must do all we can to be harder to kill, to survive longer, to be a light of sanity for those that are not going to be able to be sane. That's what we face. So I go on, Pritchard, Alabama. They talk about how the hurricane triggered water infrastructure crisis. They go on into details about that. They talk about racial injustice and that some of the infrastructure was not maintained because of racial disparity. That is not true. They're pulling out the racial card. That is not true. I can say to you, in very wealthy areas where racial disparity is not the topic, their infrastructure is failing too. So don't get pulled into this racial divide again and again and again. It's not racial injustice. It's overall lack of maintenance set up to be weapons during this time. So they talk about how the water coming in from the reservoirs in Pritchard each month, according to a report from the Alabama Environmental Management Company, has leaked, and 56% of the water coming in is leaking. The water system has completely failed. Hurricanes are the biggest threats, along with heavy rainfall and coastal erosion, which, again, they create, and all the flooding. And when it rains, we have sewage overflows. Now, you're going to hear this in your town. Buses can't even get the kids to school and to and from their homes, and the streets are completely impassable. So we're suffering from blood shock because of all these crises. And I can continue talking about the lead in the water, very much like Flint, Michigan. We're hearing many of these areas, the water's undrinkable. They're saying that with these infrastructure challenges in cities like Pritchard, there are whole populations that are teetering on the brink of total collapse that can't be easily addressed. Eminent domain. They're now evoking eminent domain and taking houses away under the idea that the infrastructure is failing when it's being pounded on by directed energy weapons. St. Louis, Missouri, same thing. Okay, in St. Louis, Missouri, they talk about low levels of lead exposure and dangerous for children and can damage the blood cells and nervous system and cause disabilities. The Environmental Protection Agency has called this out, and the state of Missouri is the fourth in the nation in terms of lead surface lines per capita, according to the data. And St. Louis has tried to remove these contaminated lead lines, but they don't know where they are. That's what they're saying. They don't know where they are. So lead pipes were commonly used in water systems across the United States until they were outlawed in 1986 due to the danger of lead poisoning. We're being destroyed on every level. Furthering the problem, climate change has led to more intense flooding and storms. And I could go on and on. It's climate change, climate change. Now we go to the central coast of California where I live. They're talking about salt water intrusion along the coastlines. I will explain that quickly, and then I've got to get into the frequency warfare that we face on October 4th. But along the coastlines, they are pumping groundwater supplies, the upper aquifer areas of groundwater. When they're overpumped and not recharged because of a drought, then the ocean is heavier and will fill up those like honeycomb caverns that are overpumped. That's what's happening. These could be recharged with primary water, just like Muammar Gaddafi delivered primary water to over 6 million of his people. And we and NATO, the United States and NATO, blew that system up, the Great Man-Made River Project. Go to primarywater.org. I'm not going to go over San Juan, Puerto Rico. They're in a mess. Like we all are. So I want to get into the frequency warfare because we stand to have many things confront us every day. We have to always remember that our cell phones and wireless have always been frequency weapons. So now the weapons are being increased to an unsurvivable level when every cell phone and every wireless of everything is going to be pulsed on October the 4th. So again, cell phones and all wireless technologies are weapons, and there are backdoor accesses that has compiled a black list of individuals. This is a greater than pulsing us with frequencies venue. This is much more. And I'm going to have a blast out, but I want to go over this. This is important because many of you need to do this now. Grounding our homes has been sadly allowed. The ground rods have been put into our concrete footings per building codes in most areas. You need to check your home. Likely your ground rod is in your concrete footing. You need to ground your home in the earth, not in the concrete. So why am I telling you about this? Because we're going to experience huge amounts of dirty electricity that will kill us and is killing us. So let me explain. Electrical pollution is not something we see. Of course, we don't smell it, we don't taste it, and we can't necessarily feel it. But I debate that. Many people have been attacked with frequencies, and they can feel the frequencies in the beam weapon systems coming at them and through them. But yet, it has become the greatest polluting element in Earth's environment. And Dr. Sam Milham talked about this years ago. He was a scientist and a whistleblower, and he told us that this is an industry cover-up of the toxic facts by electric utility companies, the cell phone industry, public utility commissions, state health departments, and the FDA, of course, all the usual suspects and perpetrators of these crimes. And it goes on. The basic frequency on the power lines of electricity power delivered to our homes and other buildings is now increased with an added higher frequency, polluting electrical voltage and currents and delivering that higher frequency power into the wiring and into the devices in our homes, offices, and schools. So I want you to think of dirty electricity. It does not need a direct wire connection. It connects through the air and travels into our bodies from within the wiring inside of our homes. And once in the human body, these high frequencies cause cancer and many other diseases. Smart meters, cell phones, cell antennas, cell phone chargers, computers, and copiers are a few of the common sources of dirty electricity. And dirty electricity will damage
about
or kill the entire human population.
About 2 minutes.
Okay, so you can get Stetsers, S-T-Z-E-R-S. They plug into your three-prong outlets. That will send the dirty electricity back in through your house wires. We're going to be slaughtered by this fifth generation of frequency warfare. And I will be posting and I will be doing some more radio shows, Pastor Butch, on the frequency warfare and what to expect as these frequencies are amped up, because it all has to also go with our social credit scoring and mapping and tracking and directly increasing the frequencies and targeting many people that they want to kill with heart attacks, because heart attacks are a very common frequency weapon used to kill people as well. So again, this is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. Go to my video channel and to my menu to get the blast out. Sign up. I do run also PrimaryWater.org. Teach your children you are not running out of water. And ToxicSky.org. Listen to the film, Unconventional Grace.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Deborah. We'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you.
All right, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night. I guess we need got a lot more talk about this week. Don't you all go away. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.